you can't get dinged over the head with a steel chair 300 nights a year.
Yeah.
You're going to have brain damage. And then when they figured out, holy crap, this is giving people brain damage, they had to stop. That doesn't help the people who have brain damage now.
Black Market Toast Podcast, where we take a piece of media out of the cupboard, dust it off, toast it up, and serve it as something completely new. This is episode number 37, and we are jumping off of Kaiju Big Battle.
We are jumping off of Kaiju Big Battle.
Which, oddly enough, is based in New York, not Japan.
Yes. It's sort of like one third like performance art, like one third monster movie, like one third pro wrestling.
Wrestling is kind of half performance art, half wrestling.
That's true too.
So yeah. I mean, really, it's wrestling. It's furries wrestling.
Basically. It is sort of furries wrestling. It's the way you described it yesterday, where it was like, it's like Yo Gabba Gabba wrestling.
Yes, yes.
It's these weird monsters wrestling each other for control of the universe.
Not at all trying to be convincing monsters in any sense of the word.
No, not at all. Yeah. It's very cartoonish in the fact that, you know, the good guys are completely good. The bad guys are completely evil, you know. It's the very good guys against the very bad guys.
Yes.
For control of the world. And it's fun. It's a lot of times, I think, pro wrestling sort of takes itself too seriously.
Right.
And it's nice to... Yeah, as seriously as it can be taken.
Which is too seriously.
It is way too seriously. Whereas Kaiju Big Battle sort of comes in and says, this is fun. We're going to have a really good time. You know, the wrestling is not going to be the best in the world, but it's the best you can do in like a styrofoam monster suit.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it is fun. It's something that I came across randomly. Like, they had a 30-minute show on MTV2.
Yeah.
Once. Yeah. And I just happened to be perusing through and caught it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is, it's so crazy that I can't really look away.
And you would actually think there would be more available on YouTube than there actually is. There's actually not that much on YouTube, which is where I had to go for source material. And, you know, most of it was previews for the MTV2 show.
Right.
And stuff like that.
And they have a whole bunch of DVDs out, but I wasn't going to make you, you know, go buy a $20 or $30 DVD because I haven't bought any of them either. I have gone through like some old school tape trading and like, you know, gotten some DVDs from friends and mailed them back to them to watch them. They're for the most part sort of underground and they've got a very sort of loyal following, but they're, you know, they're never going to be huge. Nobody's going to take this seriously enough to really put any money behind it.
Yeah.
But it is it's very fun and it plays off of, you know, the Japanese kaiju monster movies, you know.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that I keep saying on this show is make your own scene, and that's really what they've done here.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They've made the scene that they want.
Yes. They've carved out their own niche and now they're playing to that niche.
If you have an idea, it can be done.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, and I think this originated out of like the Boston like School of Fine Art or something. It's a couple of fine art, you know, guys.
Yeah, because this is fine art.
Hey, fine art is what you make of it, you know.
If Shia LaBeouf is performance art.
Right, then this is fine art, absolutely. But I mean, I think it really was, you know, guys that took two things that they enjoyed, which were, you know, cheesy Japanese monster movies and wrestling, and sort of said, hey, we can make this work. But, you know, and it's got this wacky, you know, three-pronged cast of characters.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of them are parodies of all sorts of different things.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Not Godzilla.
No. Definitely not Godzilla. You know, but you do have, you know, your one evil. You know, it's very much like, it's almost like Power Rangers in the fact that, like, there's the one, like, super bad evil guy.
Yeah.
And then all of his little minions.
He's orchestrating his minions.
Right, which actually happens to be the one guy who doesn't have to wear a costume. Like, the one guy that isn't in a costume is the bad guy. It's Dr. Cube, who is a man who has, like, a cardboard box on his head in the shape of a cube.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, he's the bad guy. Like, he's the evil genius who creates, in big quotations, all of the monsters.
Which probably is the guy. Is he the guy who made the thing?
No.
Okay.
No, the kaiju big battle was...
Because the kind of person that would make this happen would also be the kind of person that would be Mr. Cube.
Right. No, I think the guy who created it's actually, like, the announcer.
Oh, okay.
Which, if you've seen any clips of him, he's a very performance art kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, they have, like, a giant can of chicken noodle soup that does kung fu. And, you know, it's... There's, like, the American guy who's, like, a beetle who is, like, if Donald Trump's views were placed into a fighting beetle, you know, very jingoistic, yeah, very, you know.
See that happening.
Yeah, America is everything. But it's, I don't know, it's just I always thought it was a very fun, you know, kind of.
So they made an American beetle instead of a Japanese beetle.
Yes. Yes, and he's much better than the Japanese beetle, and he'll tell you that.
Okay.
Because he's American. For no other reason other than he's American. And that's all that matters. But it's, I don't know. I mean, it is what I watch when I want to sort of check out and laugh a little bit.
Okay.
You know, it's, because I'm sure that nobody else is, well... I'm almost sure nobody's ever seen it. They set up, like, buildings inside of the ring, like they're fighting in a city.
Okay, yeah.
Which makes it a lot more entertaining, because when you slam a guy, you can slam him onto one of these buildings.
Into a cardboard box building, which just collapses.
Right, yeah. But they're, you know, but it's simulating they're fighting in a city, yeah. You know, and it's, like I said, it's got this sort of, like, season one Power Rangers cheap-looking feel to it.
Yeah, so they're going to have that Civil War thing because there's too much collateral damage from their battles.
Yes, absolutely. Somebody's going to have
to... So the good guys are going to have to split and go at it.
You may have just given them their big idea.
Yeah, if they would actually listen to our podcast. There's so many big ideas on this podcast that we just come up with and throw out into the ether and never be heard from again.
And somebody's going to discover them. Take them, make $1 billion, and we're still going to be sitting here doing this podcast.
No, we'll be dead. That'll be our Emily Dickinson moment.
There you go.
When suddenly, you know, 10 years after we're gone, someone comes back and finds the archives with all of our brilliant ideas.
Yeah. Oh my God, we can resurrect Kaiju Big Battle because it's great.
And our grand ideas will save the world after we're dead.
Yes, of course.
That's why we do this podcast.
Yeah.
To save future generations.
Absolutely. But I don't know. Like I said, I mean, it's something fun to watch when you want to check out. Like, some of the good guys have their own special bad guy. Like, there's, like, the Plantain Brothers, which are two bananas. And, of course, their bad guy is, like, the one-eyed hell monkey who thinks they look like bananas. Yes. So he wants to kill them all the time. You know, it's, I don't know. It's something fun and just sort of goofy to watch.
So the good guy wants to kill and eat the bad guys.
No. Hell Monkey is a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
The Plantain Brothers are good.
Okay.
Because they're good bananas.
Okay.
They are not bananas in pajamas, though.
No.
But if bananas took off their pajamas, they would look just like the Plantain Brothers.
Which might be obscene.
Yeah, I guess. I'm assuming the only reason you would wear pajamas is if you didn't want anyone to see what was underneath them.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, maybe the Plantain Brothers are a little more free, because they're not bananas; they're plantains.
So you're this fills your niche where I throw Community in, where I just something I don't have to.
Yes.
Think. Well, but watching Community, you have to think about it, but I don't have to think about the choice.
Right. No, this is one of those things. Yeah, I mean, when I'm sitting here, and I do, I watch a decent amount of pro wrestling. If I've sort of watched, like, a really serious
episode. You don't want anything as heady as that.
Shut up. Yay, I'm getting picked on for my nerdy obsession. No, it's, like, let's say I've, you know, I want to watch pro wrestling, but I don't want to really get into, like, a 4-hour Japanese show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I want to throw in something that I can just watch for 30 minutes and just have a good time. I will throw in Kaiju Big Battle.
Okay.
It's sort of, it's like candy of pro wrestling for me. Like, not serious. It's not, like, big-time storyline driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's just 30 minutes of monsters and good times.
Yeah, you don't have to pay attention to the overarching, the overreaching story arc.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's not, you know, it's not like Lucha Underground where there's, like, season-long storylines of, you know, crazy Latin Aztec monsters and weird things.
Yeah, yeah. I can see how that would become grueling.
It can be.
Okay.
It can be. It's, I don't know. The weird thing is, like, pro wrestling has sort of expanded, contracted big, and then it's starting to expand again.
Yeah, I was into pro wrestling in my early teens.
Yeah, well, back
to the NWA and the WWF.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's, and like I said, that was while pro wrestling was contracting. And, you know, you went from, like, when I was a small child to there was, like, 10 companies that did wrestling.
Yeah.
Then it shrunk down to 2 when pro wrestling got really popular.
And they renamed the NWA to the WCW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, the NWO came out and everybody watched wrestling for, like, 3 years.
Sure.
And then WCW went out of business, and for a while there was just the WWF.
Yeah.
And then the World Wildlife Fund got mad, and then they became the WWE.
Yes.
Which ran the greatest campaign slogan ever when they changed their logo. They became the WWE, and their slogan was, "Get the F out," which was great. That was marketing gold.
Yes.
But for a while there, it was just WWE, and now over the past, like, 8 to 10 years, it started to sort of expand again,
mm-hmm.
where you're starting to get these little niche promotions pop up, and each one of them has their specialty.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's still the East Coast Wrestling that'll pop up at some random high school in the area. Well,
yeah, I mean,
like
that never died.
Yeah.
But it sort of became like, you know, it's either you're playing at a high school gym in front mm-hmm. of like 30 people, or you're in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of, you know, promotions that have now popped up and have grown that are filling that gap.
Yeah.
You know, and they each, like I said, they each have their own sort of special niche. Like, there's one that just focuses on, like, so you want to watch really good wrestling. Like, mm-hmm. quality matches. That's your promotion.
Is that the Olympics?
That's Ring of Honor.
Is it?
No. No.
Okay.
But, you know, let's say you want to, like, then, like, Robert Rodriguez, the movie director, started Lucha Underground on his TV network, which is, like, a throwback to the old school, like, it's half pro wrestling, half telenovela.
Right.
So it's very storyline driven, but it's got these, you know, Aztec warriors and, you know, crazy things, and it's really good. Like, it's gaining a lot of traction.
Well, for a little while there, WWE's biggest competition was UFC.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to go kind of more hard, more...
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to compete with the UFC side.
Right. And then WWE abandoned that and they've gone to whatever crap they're doing now. And
abandoning,
like,
that is a good idea because, you know, what got them there was not
UFC.
Was not hardcore fighting.
Right. Yeah. I mean, for them, when you're doing 300 shows a year, you can't get dinged over the head with a steel chair 300 nights a year.
Yeah.
You're going to have brain damage. And then when they figured out, holy crap, this is giving people brain damage, they had to stop. That doesn't help the people who have brain damage now, but they're just sort of hoping they die off. But
just like the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like the NFL. Yeah. No, they spent like 15 years going, concussions aren't a big deal, and then their people started killing, you know, other people and killing themselves. They're like, maybe they're a big deal. But we're not going to pay any money for it.
You know those big padded samurai suits? Yeah, we're going to do that. The sumo suits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be my intro to Kaiju Big Battle. I could just wear a sumo suit and be like the
genetic... You can't hit me! Oh. Yes. Yeah.
I'll come out like E. Honda in Street Fighter. It'd be great.
Yeah, how do you get your hand to detach and do that? Multi-hit thing. Yeah, that's
the 100 hand slap.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the cheesiest move ever.
Uh-huh.
If I played you in Street Fighter and you were E-Honda, I hated you.
Uh-huh. You hated me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd have to sort of duck under and, like, sweep you.
Or I was Chun-Li and it was the 100 foot.
God, that was awful.
And then she'd flip upside down and kick you in the face.
Yes.
Yeah.
All this pent-up aggression from when I was 9 and got my ass handed to me in Street Fighter.
Yeah. And it's because you were playing six-year-olds, and six-year-olds cannot lose it
at button fighting smash. Games. Yeah, I was about to say, just button smash masters.
Yeah, there is no defense for the six-year-old fighting method, because
it's completely random.
You don't know what's coming.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're going to press one button a whole bunch of times, and it's going to make something happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and like I said, you know, Robert Rodriguez is doing his thing, which is gaining some traction. Like, mm-hmm. the big Japanese promotion is doing a lot of it here now.
Yeah.
And it's Japanese style, which I prefer, which is sort of half UFC, half pro wrestling. Like, it's very
and
physical.
Well, and a lot more flying.
Yeah.
Or at least it was in the 90s. There was a lot more aerobatics.
And they're doing some of that now, but now they've gotten back to, like, the 80s, like what they used to call strong style.
Okay.
Where it is very physical. I mean, they beat on each other, and it's a lot more of a simulation of a real fight.
Okay.
And so that interests me, because the matches are...
It's more like the Daredevil hallway scene.
Yes, yes. It's a lot of Daredevil hallway scenes where they are just, you know, beating the crap out of each other, and it's, you know... Like my favorite guy, if he hits you in the face with his knee strike, you're going down. Because if I really hit you with a knee strike to the face, you're going to go down. You know? So it's a little more, there's a lot less suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
You know, all you have to suspend is the outcome isn't predetermined.
Yeah.
Because, you know, of course it's pro wrestling, so it is.
Sometimes.
So as long as that's all So as long as that's all I have to suspend, that's easy for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I either want to do that, or I want to go, space monsters! Fight! Fight for my amusement.
Yeah, Bay validate.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was Kaiju Big Battle. You know, so it's, like I said, when it is the opposite end of the spectrum from what I normally watch, which is what its big appeal to me is.
Yeah.
And since you like all things Japanese, I figured you'd probably enjoy a weird sort of Japanese parody.
Japanese don't do weird things.
Oh, no. No, they don't. They're a very reserved people.
I never...
Except when they do things.
Except on the stuff that they air on weekend afternoons.
Yeah. It's... I love... And that's what I've always sort of enjoyed about Japanese culture. They either go like... 0 or 100. Like,
yeah.
They either have all the chill or no chill.
Well, it's like, I used to enjoy just throwing on the local Japanese station on weekend afternoons, Saturday or Sunday. You know, you'd either get Ninja Warrior, you know, live,
which is awesome,
running through the entire thing for like 4 hours on a Saturday afternoon, or you know, you get these ridiculous game shows that, you know, that have spawned things like Wipeout and stuff like that on our side of the shore. But they go even further than the American versions are willing to go.
Yeah.
So, or you get a friggin' Studio Ghibli cartoon. Just
what is that?
You don't know Studio Ghibli?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Not next time, but the time after we'll watch a Studio Ghibli cartoon. That's My Neighbor Totoro.
Oh, okay.
Friggin' Princess Mononoke.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's Studio Ghibli.
Okay.
Which in the U.S. is distributed by Disney. But,
oh, wow.
But in Japan is Studio Ghibli, and they're a friggin' powerhouse.
Yeah, because, I don't know. And yeah, talking about, like, Japanese anime and things like that. It's like I had a buddy in college who was huge into anime, and so he would either, and it was very much like his collection was very Japanese, and the fact that he would have like your very serious stuff, like Excel Saga or whatever, or he'd have something that's so freaking off the wall crazy that I was like, how did anybody make that? Like, who said this is a good idea? I want to watch that. That's great. It's awesome. You know, it's, you know.
I wish we got MTV Japan here. I wish we got 1990s MTV Japan here. Just the music videos are just over the top in every direction.
That's great.
Yeah.
I don't know, and that's what's always attracted me to Japanese culture.
If it's a semi-metal band, it's so over-the-top metal in
they're
the,
like
the depiction.
Dark, like, you remember when The Darkness had their one video where it's, you know, everybody's got the huge hair and, you know, bare-chested, and they're playing guitars on the moon, and, you know, Yeah, that's what you need.
Yes.
Or what was it? My favorite. Remember when like Damn Yankees formed?
Yeah,
the band where it's just everything is over the top, and I can deflect bullets with my metal, with my guitar. Yeah, you can shoot me all you want. I'm playing a riff. You got nothing. Yeah, like that. That's
like
what,
the American Beatle. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Very much like American Beatle. And so they've got I like that sort of over the top thing because it's a music video.
Yeah. Why not?
Right. Yeah.
Draw attention to yourself.
Yeah. You don't need November Rain, which is some 7.5 minute trying to win some sort of award piece. Like, just fuck it. Deflect some bullets with your guitar and have a great time. Yeah. Everything doesn't need to be so serious.
But after you've got your audience, then you get your serious message out there.
No. What's the serious message?
That's what people do. Because Welcome to the Jungle was not a serious heart, deep music video.
No, it was not.
It was not until we got to November Rain that we went that direction.
And I mean, that's not to say that wasn't a bad song. But and I guess if you're going to make a video, that's sort of what it had to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Not everything has to be that way.
No.
Not everything's got to have a message like that. And that's why I like weird things like Mr. Science Theater and Kaiju and things like that. Is not everything has to have a message. Not everything's got to be serious. And,
right.
No. We're going to make fun of shit. We're going to have some monsters fight each other in a ring. It's going to be a good time.
But then again, we are in the golden age of the TV drama.
Yeah.
Really.
In some ways, we are. No. Yeah. No,
because we can do so much more on the cable,
streaming
on the back end cable networks and streaming, where you don't have to have this huge audience, so you can make a niche drama.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah, absolutely.
There are some absolutely wonderful ones now.
There are,
but really, we're in a kind of lull for the comedies.
Yeah,
it's not really good.
No,
comedies.
I mean, once Sonny wraps, I think that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah,
like there's no other big comedy that's out right now that I just, oh my god, I have to watch. Like,
yeah,
and even Sonny at this point has gotten to where I'm sort of watching it because of its own momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's been on for so long that I still watch it.
Well, it's like the comedy I look most forward to is Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is a 10-episode run.
Right. Well, there's that. Oh, actually, I take that back. FXX.
Yes.
Which
sure.
is they're more like.
Let's not make this confusing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, FX has their channel.
Yeah.
And then they have like FXX, which is. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I guess it's where they're more.
It's more extreme!
I guess. Yeah, there's more swears. Like, it's FX with more swears.
Yay!
Yeah. But they actually have a comedy on there called You're the Worst.
Okay.
Which I actually really enjoy. And Jim Jefferies' show was on there before it got canceled.
Okay.
But I mean, it's about two people who are. And I guess it's because I sort of identified with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's two people who are sort of done with school and don't want to become adults yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they sort of work menial jobs and just get blackout drunk and wasted.
There you go.
And, are really awful people.
Yeah.
I can identify with that. So, but it is a really funny show. So.
Yeah, I mean, the Grindr's decent.
Super. It's canceled.
It's canceled.
Grindr canceled
damn
after
it.
The season.
Yeah. No!
Yep.
Okay, so it didn't make it past one season.
No. Rob Lowe is expensive.
Superstore is coming back.
Yes.
I never watched it. It's okay. It's pretty good. It's like The Office in a freaking Walmart. Yeah.
I don't know.
To anything else that's
out
there,
true.
It's good.
Yeah, you know? I used to work at Sam's, so I'm not entirely sure I could watch that lot of flashbacks. As long as there's a character who is obviously overqualified to be there and thinks everyone else is an idiot, cool.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a guy.
Yeah,
I'll
watch it. No, you have a girl.
I have a girl.
Yeah.
Cool. I got a guy.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, no, you're right. There isn't just a lot of good comedy now.
Yeah, so we have to watch Kaiju Big Battle.
Yes, we do.
For our good, dumb comedy.
Or we go back and watch a decades ago good comedy.
Yeah.
Because streaming service rocks.
Yeah. But, yeah. It's still so fragmented, though.
It is.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's still so many things that I can't see because I don't want to pay CBS just for CBS.
Right. Right. Well,
I don't want to pay CISO or whatever the
fuck. Bob's Burgers is good.
Like, yeah.
That might actually be the best comedy on TV right now.
Yeah.
Is Bob's Burgers. And that's, you know, that sort of picked up the ball where I guess Family Guy sort of dropped it when they just decided to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things where you can't be on top forever in comedy. It's just not how comedy works.
Yeah.
Like once they sort
just
of.
Just ask The Simpsons.
Right, but that doesn't mean you can't run for another 57
years.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, you know, and true, it's like Family Guy picked it up. Well, I guess South Park really picked it up from The Simpsons, and then Family Guy picked it up and dropped it and picked it back. Well, like Futurama maybe had it for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, then they sort of picked up that mantle of, like, they're the current funny, you know,
animated series.
Show. And it really is funny.
Yeah.
My friend just bought the Bob's Burgers cookbook, which I'm really interested in trying.
Does it actually have the...
No, you remember all the stupid, like, hamburger, like, specials of the day that's in the background? It's a book of those, but it's actually...
Made into something you can
made
eat.
Into actual, like, food recipes. Okay. So, yeah, no, some of them look absolutely delicious. I'm going to have to try them, so... Yeah, I want to either buy it or borrow it, and we're going to have a burger experiment night.
Crazy burger night.
Yes, it is. We're going to have a Bob's Burgers night. It's going to be great. But, no, it's... You're right, though. We're in a very sort of lull period for comedy.
Yeah.
I really wish there was a Chappelle show that would just come out and just sort of shatter the mold for a couple of years and kickstart everything.
I guess some of the... Comedy Central's doing some kind of short-run comedy stuff.
Yeah.
I just can't...
I never get into Workaholics.
Yeah, there's Workaholics, there's Broad City, which I hear is good.
Yeah, I've heard people say Broad City is good. I watched a couple episodes and it was...
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it finds its groove later on.
Well,
I don't know.
I think that might be the thing, is that, again, everything's so fragmented.
Or you have to get into the groove. And then it's funny, you know?
Honestly, that's how I had to be with Bob's Burgers. I watched the first 3 or 4 episodes and was like, this isn't real good. And so, but I just sort of soldiered on.
But then
I was like, crap, this is actually really funny.
Then it started referring back to those first few episodes.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. So that was the setup for this? Okay.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Connect
dots here. We're good. Yeah. But no, I think you're right in the fact that everything is so fragmented that humor is also very fragmented. So
yeah.
You can play to one set of audience's sense of humor.
Yeah.
Maybe not everybody else is going to get it or wants to get it or even thinks it's funny.
Yeah, it's so fragmented that, you know, there's great content out there, but it's hard to find it.
Yeah.
It's hard to find the things that you're going to think are funny.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and it's... But it is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
You know, so. Because it's... If you can find it, it's there.
Good luck.
Good luck, yes. We're sort of in this wilderness of, you know, of content. Well, and you just sort of have your little wooden sword and shield. And they're like, all right, go find what you want.
I mean, when the bulk of TV is reality shows because they're cheaper to create.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you end up having to dig through the refuse for the gems.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. God, and I hate reality TV. I really thought this trend was just going to die. Like, let it die a death. Instead, no. We're going to find new ways to make reality TV.
But no, I end up watching Ink Master. And
I watched it for like 3 episodes because I knew a girl that was on there. And that was it. Like, once she got booted off, I was done.
It was over. Yeah.
I don't find it interesting. I don't have tattoos.
Yeah.
I'm too OCD to get one.
Okay.
No, like, I am.
You screwed up this line.
No, it's not that. It's... Like, I compare it to, like, stickers on a vehicle.
Okay.
Like, I can't have one. One will become 2, and then 4, and then
there'll be
symmetry. And then I'm going to have, like, full sleeves and, like, my whole leg's done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be broke.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. So it's best for me to just not get one.
So that's what you'll be doing in retirement.
No, because then everything will sag, and I'm not going to
worry. No, you'll already be sagged.
Yeah, that's true. It won't sag further. That, and I guess I'm always like, well, you know, what if I lose weight? What if I put on some muscle? It's never going to happen.
But what if I do?
Well, you get a tiny tattoo that if you get muscle will expand and become this huge badass thing.
If I could figure out, I could get a kaiju monster, and as I put on muscle,
it
could just grow into this giant Hulk. At least that would be the best tattoo ever. Yes, that's a winner. If I could somehow get like a Bruce Banner tattoo, then as it expanded, the ink turned green and he got just all large.
Yeah,
and massive.
Once it expands to this point, it has to turn green. Do you have an ink that does that?
Yeah.
No, I'm not coming back to get it turned green.
No, you're gonna have to do
it.
It
has
the
to
first
do
step.
It on its own.
Yeah. It has to do it on
no,
its own.
No, not time lapse. It has to be when it hits this level of expansion.
Yes.
You're not listening to me.
Make my fantasy ink, damn it.
By the way, another great idea for, you know, the Emily Dickinson
for
portfolio.
The vault. One for the vault.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of the vault, what do you think is going to come of Prince's catalog?
I don't know.
Because that's the vault, and it's very much the same concept that we've been throwing in here.
It is. I don't know what's going to come of it. It's always hard to tell with that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because it's tied up in freaking basically a custody battle at this point because he had no will. I think we've covered all of our bases in this conversation.
We have.
And we hit 30 minutes.
We did. Hey, look at us go. Officially better than that awful film that we watched two episodes ago.
Yay!
This haunts me like a bad dream.
And we had Tim came in and defended it, saying, no, it's great. And then he threw some quote in there that we were supposed to get because we were supposed to be paying more attention to that movie than we did, apparently.
No. I don't know. Yeah,
we missed the layers upon layers of
yes,
of
we didn't
goodness.
Peel the onion down deep enough. And that's our fault, apparently.
Yes, apparently. Yes, yes.
Well, everyone, go watch Kaiju Big Battle. Have fun. Check out for 20 minutes.
Okay, so for next time, we're going to do Danny Elfman's Music for a Darkened Theater.
Okay.
Volume 1, because there's Volume 2 now. So, the first one.
All right.
And we'll go from there. I am at Woodle on the Twitter and the Instagram.
On that note, I'm that Joe you know. On Instagram, I'm the Joe you know on Twitter,
and you can follow us on Facebook at or on the Facebook page Black Market Toast. There's not an at involved with Facebook. And we will talk at you next time.
Toast.